Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live. For more than a decade, we've brought you the best in books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us first. Now, here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. You know, my favorite part of doing this show every day is to be able to share individuals like myself who have not only realized what their gifts are, but being able to share those gifts literally with the world. Our next two guests have definitely been able to do that. I'm talking about Sean Brock and Matt Jones. Together, they make up Shotgun Holler. We'll talk to them a little bit, not only about their journey in music, but also what it's been like for them already to see the response to their new project released this year called Loaded. If you're just now hearing about Loaded, we'll tell you all a little bit later how you can get it for yourself. And during our segment, you actually will be hearing two selections from the project. But Sean, Matt, hello to you, and welcome to the program.
Thanks for having us.
Hey, the pleasure's definitely all mine. Sean, I'll start with you. I mean, what has it been like for you? As I said, you know, you all have been not only sharing the music from Loaded in live performances, but also in interviews like this. What has it been like for you to see the response to the album?
Well, it's been really great. You know, our fan base has grown. We've been able to take bluegrass music into forums and in front of audiences that maybe have no exposure at all to it, or little exposure, you know, with what experience they have being something akin to the Beverly Hillbillies, and we like to think that we at least run a little different style, you know.
Right. Matt, the thing that got me about Loaded when I was listening to it, and our audience I think will see this even if they preview it on Amazon, go through the tracks, is you all spent a lot of time being able to share stories. Do you think that kind of has been the strength of Shotgun Holler, being able to share stories through music?
You know, it's funny that you say that. I think that, you know, Sean and I both agree that material for us is probably one of the most important things to both of us. We think that it's very much so a strength to have equal material throughout the album. And as far as, you know, storylines, we do tend to choose material that paints a good picture, you know, that really brings the viewer in, or the listener in, more so as a viewer, not just a listener.
Right. All right. And so, Sean, I mean, for those who are just hearing about a Shotgun Holler, I mean, how did the group come to be?
Well, Matt and I both have pretty diverse backgrounds in music and have branched out. Bluegrass music has kind of been more or less our home base. And we just felt like bluegrass music, if not music in general, had become a little bit watered down. And we wanted to put the stories back into it. We wanted to put meaningful content back into music.
Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what it seems like you... Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Sean.
So, you know, we kind of value the music more than the money. I don't know if it's a sign of after you turn 30 or what, but I know for me, you know, I can remember when I was 20, I would play whatever gig paid the most, and that was my chief concern, and now I more see music as a gift that's been given, and it's kind of your duty to share it. And you know, if you have anything to contribute to the waters, then to do it. And I called up Matt, and he was like-minded, and we formed the band.
Matt, do you think that has been the reason why people, you know, do gravitate to you? I mean, of course, the two of you are talented, and our audience will see this, you know, when the songs we're going to hear here. But do you think the genuineness is one of the things that people pick up on?
Yeah, I think that there's certain aspects of music in general, like Sean said, in all genres, that kind of have been lost. And there's a need or a want for something sustainable that the listener can relate to, and it's not just a, you know, a cookie cutter mold of how to write a hit song, so to speak. You know, we try to pick material, like I said, that people can relate to, and you know, that it provokes the listener and brings them into the storyline or the conversation that we're having musically.
Yeah. and we love a great conversation. For those who are just tuning in, either on the radio dial or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. I'm speaking today with Matt Jones as well as Sean Brock. We're talking to him not only about the beginning for Shotgun Holler, but also what it's been like for them to be able to share music from their new project, that being Loaded. The first song that we're going to hear is one that I think you all have been promoting the most, guys. And I think for our audience, again, it really does, you know, spotlight, you know, the gift of music that you all have and the way that you all, you know, are able to connect with the listener. And it actually is the first song that's on Loaded, that being Out in the Parking Lot. So, Sean, how did this particular song come about?
I first heard the song about 2010, I think it was, and I heard it come over the speaker in a restaurant, and I turned to my wife and I said, you know, I'm going to put that song on my mental list of songs that need to be cut in bluegrass. And when I'd gotten home, I assumed that Guy Clark had a hand in writing it, because I, you know, he was singing on the track, and Guy is a very prominent singer-songwriter. And also, unbeknownst to me, I discovered that my buddy Daryl Scott had also co-written on it, you know, which made it even more of a pleasure, because I've worked with Daryl a few times over the years and have a great respect for his writing. We grew up kind of the same area of Kentucky. Mm-hmm. And when we were putting together material for the album, because it is a mental list and I'm always guilty of not writing things down, I try to remember everything. You know, we were nearing the end of material selection, and I remembered that song and brought it to the band, and everybody seemed to dig it.
Yeah. Well, for those who have not had a chance to hear it, it is a great example of the, not only, I think, the musical ability of the group, but also, of course, the ability to tell a great story through music. Here is Out in the Parking Lot from Shotgun Holler. We'll be back with more of our conversation with Sean and Matt right after this. Stay with us.
Someone else's truck, drinking old crow whiskey, top seven up out in the parking lot. You can hear the band playing right through the walls. There ain't no cover charge, no last call out in the parking lot. Well, I love to see the neon dancing on the gravel. Love to hear the pickup trucks come unravel. Some are giving up and some are giving in. Seems like everybody's looking for a friend out in the parking lot. Whoops, there's a couple who didn't make it home. Probably in love, so let's leave them alone out in the parking lot. There's two old boys putting up their dukes. There weren't too much to it after they both puked out in the parking lot. Well, I love to see the neon dancing on the gravel. Love to hear the pickup trucks come unravel. Some are giving up and some are giving in. Seems like everybody's looking for a friend out in the parking lot. Got a girlfriend tugging on his sleeve out in the parking lot. Well, I love to see the neon dancing on the gravel. Love to hear the pickup trucks come unravel. Some are giving up and some are giving in. Seems like everybody's looking for a friend out in the parking lot.
That was Shotgun Holler with Out in the Parking Lot from their new project released this year called Loaded. We're speaking to the guys of Shotgun Holler. We're talking to Sean Brock as well as to Matt Jones today. We're talking to them not only about their own love of music, how they came to be as a group, but also what it's been like for them to be able to share their music with all of you. Matt, one of the things that was said on Amazon.com I noticed when I was prepping for this segment is that you guys are giving bluegrass at its best. When you hear comments like that, does it make it feel as though Shotgun Holler is doing exactly what you wanted to do as a band?
You know, it's always humbling to hear remarks like that and warm at the same time. You know, I think that this band is doing what we set out to do, which was, you know, to reiterate solid material or sustainable material to the bluegrass genre. Mm-hmm. You know, just really focus more on the material and the art form, more so than the money, I guess, like Sean said earlier there.
Right, right. You know, I want to go to you, Sean, about, you know, the performance part of this. I mean, because it has to be a great thing, I mean, to be able to perform. For those of us who are not performers, who don't, you know, are not up on those stages, and being able to see, you know, an audience, you know, not only, you know, be able to feel what we're putting out, but also to, you know, you can tell that they're being moved by it. I mean, what is that experience like for you to have put in the work that you all do, to go in the studio, record, and then to be able to share that live?
Well, it's very gratifying, of course. You know, the response, I think, not to lean back on the same subject, but I think that the audience response to a body of work, you know, whether it be us playing, you know, people making comments after they've heard the record, or people who see us live or watch us online, I think the response, the camaraderie that comes from that is, you know, the most gratifying part. And as a performer, it's sometimes a little gut-wrenching, I think, because you have higher expectations of yourself and of your bandmates than either one of you can actually ever fulfill. And that's, you know, one of the beautiful things about music or any other art is you're constantly chasing perfection. If you're worth anything at all, you're chasing that perfection. But at the same time, the realist in you has to realize that perfection can't be obtained. But, you know, you still strive for it constantly, you know, in hopes of giving the people what they want. You know, to turn the people on with your music is perhaps the greatest feeling I think that any musician or singer could ever achieve.
Yeah. Matt, Sean alluded to it when he mentioned the you know, being able to share your music with people online, and that is another means. It's the way that we were even telling people you were going to be on the show, and that's social media. I mean, what has that been like for you? It's one thing to have people in front of you, like I was saying with Sean, but it's a totally different thing to have people you've never met, from people who are just out there all over the place, sharing, you know, the posts that you do, liking them, commenting. What has that been like for you in celebrating the work that Shotgun Holler is doing?
It's a great feeling. You know, it's very gratifying also to see that, you know, watching the numbers grow as they're growing, you know. The social media world, to me personally, is kind of a new thing. I've not really been brought up into the 21st century, I don't think. But, you know, it is a lot of fun to get on there and be able to interact with people as things are happening, mm-hmm. You know, and see what other people think, you know, from all different parts of the world. It's just really a blessing and very gratifying.
Yeah, well, it's one that I know that your fans definitely appreciate as well. Our final selection we're going to be hearing from the project Loaded, and then we'll remind our audience guys how they can get it, is my favorite on there. Again, another great story, that being One Lonely Tree. Sean, I'll go back to you with this. I mean, how did this particular song end up on the project?
Well, we actually had, I want to say we had 11 songs picked out for the record, and we were looking for a 12th, and we were thinking the whole time that the album would consist of somewhere between 10 and 12 songs, and of course we got 11 on there, and we had 11 in the pile that we had narrowed it down to, and we were doing a band rehearsal at Matt's house, and we're kind of sitting around after having a few drinks and just talking loosely, and you know, I asked Matt about some of the stuff he'd been writing and working on, and he pulled that one out and he said, "Oh man, did I ever play this for you?" And I said, "No, no," and it really, really stuck with me. And the next day we had a show, and it was a couple of sets, and kind of on the break in between it, I said, "Man, play that One Lone Tree again," you know. And got the other guys over and said, "You know, pick out the harmony parts, you know. Let's try to do this. Throw this in on the next set." And Matt said, "Man, you want to, are you out of your mind or what?" But, you know, we did it. And, you know, we were talking after about rounding out and finding that 12th song. And I said, "Man, why not One Lone Tree? That might be the best song that we've got of all, you know. I mean, it's a very powerful song. And, of course, you know, the great amount of pride that that I have and, you know, everyone close to the band has, of course, is that Matt wrote it. And,
right.
You know, it's just a tremendous story."
Yeah. Well, again, for those who haven't had a chance to hear it, it's actually selection number 10 on the project, again, called Loaded. You guys can get it through our friends at Amazon.com. Here is One Lone Tree by Shotgun Holler. We'll be back with our final moments with Sean and Matt right after this. Stay with us.
One lone tree in the meadow where she lay, one gray stone on a hill so far away, one dirt road where my mommy waits for me, where she sleeps so peacefully till I get home. We grew up on a dirt farm in Kentucky, living hard and living right was all we knew. Our family always counted on each other, and they helped you through the hard times when the living ain't so good. I left home when my brother went to war, making cars up in Detroit, where the neon colored nights show things I've never seen before. One lone tree in the meadow where she lay, one gray stone on a hill so far.
pawn shop window. Learned some chords and how to sing, how to write. The heartache of that holler overtook me, and now I'm seeking comfort from the ladies of the night. Well, Mommy always said that life worth living is way up on the high ridge, not beneath those city lights. The tavern that I play in proved her right. For the demons in this bottle have damn near took my life. One lone tree in the meadow where she lay, one gravestone on a hill so far away, one dirt road where my mommy waits. I get home. One lone tree in the meadow where she lay, one gray stone on a hill so far away, one dirt road where my mommy waits for me, where she sleeps so peacefully till I get home.
There you have One Lone Tree from Shotgun Holler from their project Loaded. Come from the group here today. I've been speaking with Sean Brock as well as Matt Jones. We've been talking to them not only about their love of music, but what it's been like for them to share it with all of you and to be able, of course, to see the way that you all are responding. As I mentioned, you can get those two songs from our friends at Amazon.com. You can get the entire project there, or if you just like those two songs, you can go ahead and be able to buy those two songs from there as well. The guys have made it very easy for you all to stay connected with them as well. Just simply go to their website, which is shotgunholler.com, and for there you can find their social media links. We've already tagged their Facebook and Twitter pages on our page. I'll remind you of that a little bit later. Sean, I want to talk about dreams for a moment, because I think as we're wrapping up this segment, for people out there who, you know, may believe they have a gift or a talent, I mean, is your advice normally for people who ask you just to go for it? Go for whatever makes you happy.
Yeah, it most certainly is. You know, for me, I grew up in kind of an odd lifestyle in rural southeast Kentucky. And grew up blind, and, you know, it was kind of an oddity to see someone who was blind there. And folks in that region didn't have dreams. They went to the coal mines, and, you know, they dared not to dream out of fear that they would be knocked down. And I remember when I first started playing music at the age of 9, I decided, you know, this feels right. This is what I'm going to do. And though several people, out of the goodness of their hearts or, you know, trying to be good advisors, said, hey, have a backup plan. You're a very good student. You're a smart guy. Go to college. And if music don't pan out, you have something to fall back on. And I said, you know, if you go into life with a plan B, sometimes you don't pursue plan A, and I can always go to college later. And, you know, so I started pursuing music right off the bat, for me at least, that was the best thing to do.
Yeah. Yeah. And Matt, for you, do you feel the same way, that it really is about when you're talking to others, especially other artists that you may be able to come in contact who say that they're inspired by you or may want to ask you, I mean, how did you do this? I mean, is that really your best advice to them, just to go for it?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think that there's any true roadmap process to obtain something like that. I think you just kind of got to go for it and believe in yourself first off. you know, and really work on honing your craft and you just kind of got to go for it. Because like Sean said, if you kind of go into it thinking that there may be a backup plan or you go into it kind of half-heartedly, you know, very quickly you may not pursue that. You may not go on and pursue that goal. You may fall short of it.
Right.
So I think he's definitely right there. You know, at least for me, some of the things that I've got to been able to do with this band and other bands that I've been in, had I not kind of went in it head first and just went for it, I would have never got to do those things. You know, and I'm very grateful that I have gotten to do things. So, yeah, I would say definitely follow your dreams and believe in yourself.
All right. And you're hearing it from some individuals who definitely know firsthand the importance of doing just that. Again, everyone, Matt Jones and Sean Brock have been our guests for this segment. Great conversation with the two of you guys today. They're the guys of the band Shotgun Holler. Make sure you guys go over to Amazon.com and get their album Loaded. You also can find out more information about the guys and also get gear from Shotgun Holler through their website at shotgunholler.com. So make sure you guys head over there. Stay connected with them on social media. You can easily find them there and, of course, be able to help spread the word. Sean, Matt, thank you all so much for the time today. Really appreciate it and looking forward to having you back on the show again.
Well, thank you, sir. We appreciate you, man.
Hey, we appreciate the time, and we thank your audience for joining us for another great segment of Conversations Live. If you all came in late and you missed part of the conversation, as I said, we've already tagged Shotgun Holler on Facebook and Twitter on our pages. So head over to Facebook.com/CyrusWeb or go over to Twitter.com/CyrusWeb. Just click on that link, listen to the show completely for free, and share it with your friends from there. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music, as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. You all make it a great one.